listening to the Loving BDSM podcast. Kayla Lord's here with the one, the only, the probably not caffeinated enough, John Brownstone.
Actually, I'm kind of close to it. I was thinking by the time we do the live, I'm probably going to be drinking water.
Wow, not me. I know I'm not caffeinated enough. Not even close. So.
I want to sleep tonight.
I thought you were going to say you wanted to be actually hydrated. Either one's good. Either one's good. Yeah. That's not what we're here for, though. No. This week, we're answering a question from a kinkster who went through a rough divorce after their kink life was discovered, and now they're unsure how to introduce their new partner and honor the rules laid out in the divorce. Welcome to the Loving BDSM podcast. If you're new here, we help kinksters like you have happy, healthy power exchange relationships. Add the podcast to your favorite podcast app so you never miss an episode. And if you'd like us to answer your question in an upcoming episode, we have a contact page called Ask Your Questions. It's on our website at lovingbdsm.net. That's lovingbdsm.net. Or you can find it in the show notes for this episode. Okay, let's get into the question.
Okay.
I was in a vanilla marriage for 18 years and have now been divorced a little over a year and separated a year before that. We have two children, one grown and one still a toddler. During the healing process from the divorce, I discovered BDSM and DS dynamics. I learned a lot about myself and relationships in general, including what went wrong in my marriage. I eventually took a sub who I may have a future with. My ex discovered I was into kink by accident, coming across some papers, including my DS contract, emergency information, and BDSM checklist. She felt betrayed and thought I was not my true self with her. She also used this in the divorce in the guise of looking out for our toddler. She wanted it documented in our divorce decree that I was in the lifestyle and would take measures to protect our children from exposure to inappropriate and specific BDSM-related material. We eventually settled on generic language that holds us both accountable to exposure of inappropriate things, not specifically calling out BDSM. I'm at the point that I'm introducing my sub into my life, which includes my ex and children. I want to introduce her as a vanilla girlfriend to avoid bringing up issues related to my child, but I'm worried that the lie would eventually come out and be more damaging down the road. I don't know how to approach this. What should I do?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... You know, that is one of the things that I think for many people is very real and very scary. You know, under the wrong circumstances in a relationship, you know, people have lost custody of their kids, you know, over something like this. You know, I understand it came out as an accident with the ex, but you know, yeah, that's a rough accident. I mean, for the most part, it seems like it kind of,
yeah, I'm wondering if they went through mediation to where they could come to an agreement to make the language more gentle and apply to both of them. The problem is, though, of whatever it could be considered, quote, inappropriate is so fuzzy that it's open to interpretation. Right. So I absolutely get where this person's coming from and being very concerned.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost in this, you know, regardless of any, oh, gosh, I can't think of it now. You know, understanding between the two, the exes through the divorce, you know, even if you're not divorced, if you're, you know, kink should not be, no young person should be exposed to kink anyway, period.
No.
You know, that is pretty much a given.
Right. And I think, you know, my first thought in being worried that this will come out is that is not for people to not realize just how private kink has to be for a lot of people. I recognize we live in a world now, especially online, where there are more people like living their truth loud and out and out and proud and like, yes, I'm kinky. This is my sub. This is my dom. This is, you know, yes, those people exist, but they are not really the most typical common version of kink life.
No.
Most people are absolutely flying under the radar. They are not telling anybody in their life who is not already kinky and out to them that they are kinky. That is extremely common. The hard part is now that your ex knows, they could be looking for something.
Right.
So I'm assuming, based on the question, that the priority is not being found out, not jeopardizing custody of your youngest, which is absolutely something that gets to be as important as you want it to be, and it sounds like it's extremely important. this would not necessarily be advice I would give to somebody else who does not have this specific consideration. But in your case, you're living under the radar until your toddler is a legal adult, until right. custody is not an issue anymore. Simply because that's how serious it is. And unless your ex figures out they too are kinky and goes into the lifestyle, this is something they could use against you in the future.
Absolutely.
And might be trying to, depending on how contentious the divorce is. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and that comes down to the real crux of the question, you know, about how do they handle introducing.
I don't think it's as hard as people think it is, because we get real personal of, that's my dom, that's my sub, that mm-hmm. is inherent to our relationship. And one, we think everybody will know that. And two, we think we have to be public with that. You really do not.
You don't, now, yeah.
You are at a disadvantage that your ex will suspect, even if they never know for sure. Mm-hmm. But the term you're going to use is some version of partner or girlfriend right. or boyfriend or whatever. It is not submissive. That language cannot, in my opinion, be used anywhere near your ex or your youngest right. kid. It just can't.
I think, you know, you say, you know, about it being a lie. You know, that's one of the gray areas.
They are your partner.
Yeah.
That's not a lie.
Right.
That nobody is entitled to the private details of how anybody structures or behaves in their relationship.
Right.
Nobody is entitled to that information. You are not a bad person because you didn't just tell somebody up front.
Right. I mean, you know, you are entitled to keep certain things in your life private.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it hurting you? Is it hurting your ex? Is it hurting your current partner? You know, if it's not, you know, unfortunately, by coming out with that up front, in your case, from what it sounds like you've gone through, that could then open a whole other can of worms.
Yes. I mean, I think the ex could absolutely be on the lookout for things.
Right.
So a few things. Depending on the custody arrangement, if your youngest is not, when they are not in your house and they are not under your care, I think you go crazy, balls right. to the wall, be your kinkiest mm-hmm. self, because that is what nearly every parent of a minor child does. We have to wait till the kid is gone
right.
so we can live our best kink mm-hmm. life. That would probably not be any different if you had stayed married and figured out you were kinky. You would not expose your toddler to
no.
that. It means, though, that you probably have to have extra security measures, so you have to have locks for not just your bedroom door, but where you stash your toys, so a curious little kid can't just easily find them.
Yep.
It means that if you want to do anything in the kink community, you are not only going to have to make sure you're doing it when you do not have custody of your child, right. but you might have to travel. You might have to make sure it is separate enough from your local area that somebody who is a friend of your ex, whom they might have told about this, can't go back mm-hmm. and say something. Now, ideally what should happen is when you are in kink spaces, everybody follows Vegas rules and nobody right. outs you. But custody disputes and breakups are so fucking contentious. And unless you know the people and just have whatever sense that you can trust them with your fucking life, you can't trust people
yeah.
that might know your ex, right? And that sucks. We should not have to live like that. Nobody should have to live mm-mm. like that. I am thinking back to when I call him the evil stepdad. When the evil stepdad yeah. figured out completely what we do and how much of it's online, and the first accusation is how we were causing harm to the kids, even though we had done everything in our power to keep that away from them and keep that private yeah. from them. For 6 months, we lived with that fear, because I was like, is he just going to randomly call Children's Services here in our state, even though he doesn't live in this state? Like, what's going to happen? So we started thinking, even because we aren't just kinky, we like work in the kink sphere yeah. too, and sex and sex toys and stuff. So we started thinking a bit broader, not just in terms of what they're not seeing from us between the two of us in our relationship, but like child safety stuff on the internet, so certain mm-hmm. things could not just be discovered, where we accessed adult things online so a kid could not see us doing it, the kinds of conversations we had. I think most kink people with a minor child in their custody already know this. You code your language, because we already code our language as parents. Right. There's lots of things you don't want a little kid to hear you say that maybe they're too young for. It's not appropriate for them. Mm-hmm. This is that place. The other decision I think you make is with your partner is how much has to be put on hold when your youngest is with you. We absolutely follow we do a lot of power exchange that does not look like power exchange to right. anybody else. Our rules are they fly under the radar, very subtle. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you can both be comfortable with that, that is what I suggest for you. And then anything, you know, kink oriented activity scene like is either real fucking quiet yeah. when they're with you, or it doesn't happen when they're with you. Mm-hmm. And I would not normally tell somebody to go to those lengths, but you are in a potential future custody mm-hmm. fight here, because your ex could throw something at you just because you slipped up a little bit or thought, oh, that shouldn't matter. Or, well, it's behind closed doors. And it's not really about your kid, because your kid won't notice. If you don't make a big deal out of shit, they're probably not going to notice.
Yeah.
If you don't make it easy for them to wander into your bedroom, they're probably not going to see anything. But your ex could be looking for ammunition, and that's why you have to take greater care than the average parent would have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Then one good thing is one, that's not forever. Two, you can get creative with your fuckery. Three, if it's a shared custody thing, that means you do get time away from your kid.
Right.
So you'll get some outlet for it. And four, they don't stay little forever. They do grow up and become legal adults, and then balls to the wall, have a good time. But I think that's the way forward, is you think of things of, don't think of it as lying. Think of it as withholding mm-hmm. information that somebody is not entitled to. Privacy is not the same as secrecy. Privacy is not the same as lying. That person is your partner. Now, mm-hmm. I never liked calling JB my boyfriend, but I certainly wasn't going to tell my mom he was my daddy dom. Like, that, there was no world in which that conversation had. So he was my partner. He was my mm-hmm. partner. He was my partner. That's just what he was to the vanilla world, to the outside world. Only inner circle people who understood kink got to know any different.
Yeah.
That is not unusual for a lot of kinksters. Lot of kinksters. No matter what the internet tries to show you about how people live their kink life, hiding it is extremely common. Yeah. So you're not alone. And then you just have to watch yourself, so hard.
True.
Because only you know how contentious it still is with your ex. Are they looking for an excuse?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that they really think you're a danger, or that they just want to hurt you?
Right.
Have they started moving on? I still wouldn't trust it, because I got trust issues and I got anxiety. And so I wouldn't care if they moved on and I found out that they were, you know, a freaking dom with 30 subs. I'd still be like, you started this fear in me, and so I can't trust it. But that's the thing. Everything's private. Everything's private. Nothing is around your kid. I already know you. I'm sort of thinking nothing ever would have been around your kid. But now you have to think of it from the outside looking in. What could your ex-wife twist, right? So absolutely nothing is around your kid. Lock it up. Put parental locks and securities on as your kid gets older.
Yep.
You know, control what they have access to, and just call your partner. They don't need to know the flavor of that partner.
Right.
It's not their business. It's not anybody's fucking business. But for everybody else not going through something like this, when we tell you, when somebody goes, how do I tell my family? I'm always like, why do you have to tell them?
Why do you feel,
this is why. Not because this happens to everybody, but because this is still a thing that happens. People lose their jobs over it.
Mm-hmm.
People just get divorced over it.
Yeah.
Custody issues. I, years ago, was talking to a listener of the podcast, and they were telling me about how in their divorce, and they had children, their soon-to-be ex-spouse found their FetLife, screenshot it, presented it as evidence in the divorce to the judge about why they were not a good parent, were not a fit parent. That still happens. Yeah. So, if you live the kind of life where you can let people know, I think that's great. I am so happy for you. We are much more open than we were 5 years ago.
Right.
But we are still closed off enough because guess what? We still have a minor child at home.
Right.
That kid's not going to see us do anything. We're going to try and make sure he doesn't hear us do anything. He is older now. We can have different kinds of conversations than when he was much younger. But he's still not a legal adult.
Mm-hmm.
Poor oldest, now that he's a legal adult, he has heard about things he did not want to hear about. And I'm like, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to. But yeah, so just if you... My heart goes out to you. This is like a Kingster's kind of part of the worst nightmare collection of things that can go wrong. But, you know, you can be kinky and keep it as private as possible. Nothing is foolproof. So you have to assess the risks and how great of a risk you're willing to take. Not every partner wants to be that private. And that might be a thing you have to navigate as well. But if you're the parent of a minor child, you were already going to have to keep things private. So this is just adding a couple of extra layers and watching your back a lot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wish we could be more help.
I know.
I just be careful, but just realize that there are ways to live a power exchange life that nobody clocks but you and your partner, and that it doesn't have to be anybody else knowing what you're doing but you and your partner.
That's true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to this week's Q&A episode. If you want us to answer one of your questions, just use the contact page on our website at lovingbdsm.net, or you can find the link in the show notes. Big thanks, as always, to our kinky community over on Patreon. We're able to do this podcast and keep it going and help kinksters due to your support. If you'd like to be part of our community and get access to extra content and a Discord server with a group of super cool, super nice kinksters, you can do that. Just join us at patreon.com/KaylaLords. That's patreon.com/KaylaLords, or use the link in the show notes.